Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the second day of our 40 hours devotion. The liturgical feast today, though, is the feast of the dedication of the Basilica of St. Savior, or more commonly known as St. John Lateran. Because of the 40 hours devotion, we are not saying the Mass for that feast, but instead are doing the traditional Pro Pace Mass, the Mass for Peace, which is usually prescribed for the second day of 40 hours. However, the feast of the dedication of the Basilica of St. Savior is a good feast to have on a day when we are meant to ask God for peace, because that church in Rome, St. John Lateran, is in itself a symbol of peace, you could say. It was originally built in the 300s after the persecutions, at a time of relative peace for the church, and a foretaste of the future peace we are to hope for in heaven, and was dedicated to Christ our Savior. Centuries later, it was rededicated to Saints John the Baptist and Saint John the Evangelist. This was the first public church built by the Catholics in Rome when the Emperor Constantine had received health of body and soul by the sacrament of baptism. He promulgated a law to his whole empire allowing Christians to build churches, and he encouraged them in this work by his own example. Thus, in his Lateran Palace, he dedicated a church to our Savior and founded the adjoining baptistry in honor of St. John the Baptist on the very spot where he himself was baptized by St. Sylvester. The pontiff, St. Sylvester, consecrated it on the 9th of November, and we celebrate the memory thereof on this same day, whereon for the first time a church was publicly dedicated in Rome. From the time of St. Peter to St. Sylvester, the persecution prevented the pontiffs from having any fixed abode, so they offered the holy sacrifice either in the crypts, in cemeteries, or in the houses of the faithful as necessity compelled them. What must have been their joy when they could honor God in a proper manner in a church dedicated for his worship? The Church of St. John Lateran was injured and half-ruined in consequence of fires, hostile invasions, and earthquakes, and was several times repaired by the care of the popes. After a new restoration, Pope Benedict XIII, a Dominican, solemnly consecrated it on April 28th in the 1700s and ordered the commemoration thereof to be celebrated on November 9th. These large basilicas can be seen as symbols of peace, for we know, despite what the evolutionists have to say, that nothing can come together out of disorder and disunity. Some sort of peace is required between persons to do any large or complicated task. Furthermore, these big buildings are symbols to us of the future glory, which we will have in heaven, and that peace we should strive for. While we pray for peace here on earth and strive to keep peace among us, we should remember that our true peace will be in heaven, and the reason we strive for peace here on earth is so that we have a better chance of practicing our faith and attaining that peace in heaven. The Church has never been in a true state of peace from the time of Constantine until about the 1950s, things were definitely more peaceful than they are now. Yet this doesn't mean that we who live in these times of unrest are not able to save our souls. Many of the saints came from the period of the life of the church when the persecutions were raging before Constantine. While we might not have that peace in the world which we desire, we can and should still have that peace with God that peace which comes from doing God's holy will. Many, many of the martyrs went to their death in such a state of serenity that on several occasions they even converted some of the pagans who saw them. Saint Rita, though not a martyr, is an example of what a peacemaker should be. Her husband was killed, most likely due to a feud that existed between his family and another big family in the town. Saint Rita, for her part, forgave the murderers, but her two sons did not follow her example. They took it upon themselves to do justice, but Saint Rita was not going to let them stain their souls with murder, so she prayed, and eventually they fell sick. Having resigned themselves to God's will, they died before they could change their mind or try to carry out their plan of revenge. Though this was not exactly the answer she was looking for to her prayer, she was much happier and much more at peace this way than if they had committed the sin and lived. Through her prayers and example, she was able to show her sons that peace with God must come before all other things, and to preserve this peace, she was willing to undergo any sacrifice. They were trying to go the way of worldly peace and worldly desires, but if this is not in accordance with God's will, then you will never have happiness. To have peace with God, peace with the world, is not required. However, you will not have peace in the world without first being at peace with God. Strive, therefore, to remain at peace with God so that you may be a promoter of peace in the world. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.